Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie here. Devin Caney is here. We are at the Borgata in Atlantic City for Down the Shore. Want to stop by. This will be a nice weekend down the shore. When the heat is this intense, it's a great place to be.
It is. I'm always jealous of people who have houses down the shore.
Well, two places to be, either down the shore or at the ballpark.
There you go.
You do a lot of tanning, Tom?
Yes. I'm a frequent tanner. I go in the tanning booth twice a week. Why?
You know, when I...
Why do you ask? Could you tell?
Yeah. I think we're in the same boat.
I don't do well.
Like, I feel like I reflect most of the sun right back at the sun. But when I was getting ready to go to the NFL Combine... all the recommendations that were coming my way from agents and the like were, you need to go and tan.
Why?
That's what I'm scouts? That's what I'm saying.
That's
why.
Really
very weird.
No, everyone, but it's almost saying, anything.
You'll put your best foot forward. Yeah. You want to look your best in every way.
Yeah.
And think about what they did. And
so dumb.
Actually, in the years since, I have seen pictures of myself from the combine that are as high definition as you can imagine.
But this is the thing.
Of me standing there shirtless, you know, in my underwear with a number, with a height and weight attached, and that's exactly what it was. I was like livestock, essentially.
Did John Gruden pick you because you were tan?
I refuse to believe this matters. I mean, you can't have NFL front offices.
I actually totally believe it matters.
Really sitting back there, you know what? This guy, he's just a little too pale. He's a good player. So he just doesn't look the part.
It's not like they'll actively think it.
Right.
It's...
If I look
being
a
tan,
little
like
bit
you
pudgier
your
or something,
brain, yeah,
if
A, it
I'm
makes you look
pastier,
skinnier.
Yeah. If
it
I look pasty
you look
and
healthier,
broad and, yeah, unhealthy.
Probably a little bit more toned.
It might play a trick on them. So anyway, so I went.
Dumb, though.
I'm trying
went,
to find pictures and I can't.
I went
and John
to
yeah.
a tanning bed. This is, I was in, I was living in Palo Alto at the time, and I went to a tanning bed there in Palo Alto. Saved my money because it wasn't free.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't have the money to be going and frivolously tanning myself. So I went in for 15 minutes, and I was devastatingly burnt. It was so bad.
Oh, no.
I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to, like, do stuff at the combo.
Was it
this
a Ralston Friend situation? Or?
Yeah, this could have backfired.
Exactly. It could have backfired. I felt like such an idiot. So not only did my tanning session not make me tanner, because it just, all the skin peeled right off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I blistered and peeled and I was, you know, pasty again.
Should have just gotten a spray tan.
I know. I don't know if they even had that then. But it didn't work out for me. I still was the top fullback in the draft, though.
And you still look great. So it's
I don't think I looked too great, but I looked great enough to play fullback.
Well, I think you look great, John. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking a lot about the Phillies and Mets. Is this a must-win series for the Phillies this weekend? Just feel with everything that kind of transpired over the past week. You win 3 of 4 in Miami. The Mets are, I think, teetering right now. They have a bad series in Atlanta. They've lost 6 in a row at this point. Tied for the division lead. It just feels like a week where you can make a statement here against the Mets. So you want to get on that, you're
Stomp
welcome to.
Right. Down
Stomp
while they're
into
on the ground. Yep.
Yes. And our side topic today, give us something that's iconic. Jaws released 50 years ago today. And one thing that bothers me with this game tonight, though, is it's a Friday. So the Phillies have this huge series against the Mets. You know, I love certain jersey combinations. I think the Phillies and Mets jersey combination is great. It bothers me they're wearing those stupid City Connects tonight.
I didn't even think about that.
I love City Connect.
Really?
I look forward to this.
But
City
not
Connect.
Against the Mets. Like, for this one no Friday night, it. Drop it. This is a no. big series. Use your regular uniforms.
These are regular uniforms when it's Friday and home. Yeah, this is good, man.
Mickey Mouse uniforms.
I love when JT's looking like Wolverine back there, man.
What do you think, Devin?
No, I don't. You know what I won't like?
I know
if he wears, the light blue padding instead of the yellow.
The gold
I'm talking
is
JT.
The gold looks better.
I want JT in yellow padding, not the light blue.
Has he? Does he wear light blue with the City
He did, Kids? I think, with Father's Day.
Oh, well, yeah, because it was the Father's Day. Well, Marshawn had, like, the Father's Day pads on.
Real Muto has had less yellow on for the City Connect Friday nights.
I think it was
so he doesn't look full Wolverine.
There was
I haven't
something
noticed
that. Military.
I believe Scott noted that on the broadcast a few weeks
there
ago.
There was something, with for our men and women of the military where it was camo. I thought that was pretty cool. But it's been a while, I think, since he's been in the yellow Wolverine outfit, which I miss.
So
I yearn for.
Just tonight,
wear
red pinstripes,
you yearn
man.
For. I don't. I agree with you tonight and, like, for a big series. I think I've just gotten used to the City Connects. Like, I haven't hated them as much as everyone else does. I just feel like we could have done
something
much cooler.
Them.
Like, you could have done something
they
with, like,
cool.
the Fanatic. You could have done a green, and then that could have fit with, like, the Eagles, too. Like, I don't like the blue into the black pants is what gets me. I don't like the black pants. I think if the pants were, like, blue or a different color, maybe I would like it a little bit better. It just doesn't scream Philly to me, and I think that's what it's supposed
it
to be.
It definitely doesn't scream Philly.
I've honestly tried to like them. To the
they
point
look
where
like
I,
Philadelphia Union to, colors.
Right, to the point where I told myself I kind of do like them, but I'm out. In the end, I'm out.
If
I really
we're being
don't
real,
like
it's like, okay, they're fine, but then if you really are honest with yourself, it's like,
the good news
where
is
your real
the game is on they Apple TV, different. So no one can find it anyway.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, I think all three games are national.
They are.
Yeah.
Apple, Fox, and ESPN.
Fox, I'll have your post game on Fox tomorrow night.
Nice.
And what's that?
Sunday Night Baseball
on ESPN.
ESPN. Yep. Yeah. Going right up against Game 7 in the finals. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. We're broadcasting live from the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City. If you're down this area, stop by, say hello as we do the show this morning. Big segment here. We got Beat the Beat coming up in 25 minutes here as Devin makes her trivia debut. Usually like me on the hot seat if we're doing this, like the pop culture.
Yeah.
Figured we'd switch it up.
I kind
of want to take myself off the hot seat this week. But.
Smart Uno reverse card of you, Tom Kelly.
Yes.
I'm nervous, though. Like, I'm nervous because sometimes, like, it's hard. I haven't been the contestant yet, and it's like the speed of which the questions are asked, and, like, you have to just have that quick answer ready to go. I'm worried I'm going to take too long.
That's
we'll
the problem.
Though.
That's the tough part. But we got that coming up.
And I'm facing a caller, right?
You'll be facing a caller. And we will put the word out at, like, 7:43 to call in, and you will have the chance to face Devin in Phil's Trivia. So you want to get in on that. Also, talking about the Phillies and Mets. Big series this weekend. Phils win 3 of 4. Good series win in Miami. Kind of a tumultuous week for this team. Nick Castellanos, that whole situation. But the Phils come out of it with 3 out of 4 in Miami. And now a huge series this weekend. You're tied for the lead in the division with the Mets right now. The Mets have lost 6 in a row. And it feels like this is a series the Phillies really need. And John, I want to get your perspective on this real quick, because, you know, as a professional athlete, and I guess a little different in the NFL, you don't play these teams with the same kind of frequency, but does it get in your head a little bit when, I don't know, like, did you guys struggle to beat the Broncos or something like that? And does that get in your head when there's a team that you just, you've been owned by recently because the Mets have owned the Phillies recently?
I don't think, I mean, I don't have personal experience with that sort of thing. I kind of have the opposite of what you're talking about. I really do feel like the Dallas Cowboys, when I was playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, were so pathetic. The Cowboys were so poor that they were not a concern for me. Like, so it works against the, you know, let's hate on the Dallas Cowboys so much, you know, here in Philadelphia, because historically we have. When I played, when I actually was in the league in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys were so horrendous. I mean, going from quarterback to quarterback, Quincy Carter, Chad Hutchinson, they were
Drew Henson.
Yeah, they were just the bottom of the barrel. They were bottom rung, just pathetic. I don't know that a team that I played for ever lost to the Dallas Cowboys, and I can remember lots of years, very specific games, having played against them as a Raider before I was an Eagle, and then, you know, two times a year as an Eagle, they were just a bad organization, the pits. But, and so I didn't feel that same, we must beat this team. I always assumed we just would.
Do you think it can get into a team's head, though, when you've been owned by an opponent the way
absolutely.
The Phillies have been recently?
Yeah, if I were that Dallas Cowboys right. organization, it would have gotten into my head because they were that poor. Yes, you'd hate for that sort of thing to happen. Teams do get stuck in ruts, and for whatever reason, you know, you can match up against a team that might not really hold a candle to good teams, but they have your number for whatever reason. I've seen that work against teams, and then you let that enter your belief system, like, and you never know how poor you can become. The mental part of all of this matters so much more than we give it credit. And so that's why so much time and attention is paid now, especially in modern sports.
And that's the thing. I think for the Phillies this weekend, and obviously it's important from a standings perspective, you want to stay in reach of a tiebreaker if it gets there. But I think even more mentally for this team, you know, to win this series, to win 2 of 3.
Because they got swept earlier
in this year. We all know what happened in the playoffs.
Taste out.
I think the Mets won like something like 7 of 8 against the Phillies in the second half of last season.
See, I don't know that the players are looking back and believing that their number is gotten by the Mets. Right. I know that they're going back individually and looking at those matchups against the Mets. You know, they're watching tape of those players, and so it's not like that history is erased. It's not like that getting swept is no longer it's in existence and they are completely oblivious to the truth of the situation. I mean, the coaches, I'm sure, are harping on them to prevent this from happening again, and I don't expect it to. I feel so confident with the way things are going lately in particular that we're about ready to springboard and, the Mets are about ready to flounder. So we're just going to aid them in that process. I do think this series is going to demonstrate that. It's a catapult for us. This is the springboard, and you're gonna watch the Mets continue to swirl around the drain.
And it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. Big series. Do you think the Phillies need to win this series? 215-592-9494. Also, a side topic. Give us something that's iconic. Jaws released 50 years ago today. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles 2024 championship season musical concert with the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Mann Center on July 24th. Give us something that is iconic. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Devin. Good morning, John.
What's up, Ed? Ed, do you get Eddie a lot?
My grandparents, may they rest in peace, were the only ones who called me Eddie. But you know what? It wouldn't offend me if you called me Eddie, John.
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Blanche, my
was such a cool movie back when I was, I don't know what, like, I was a little kid. It was on HBO a lot. I thought Eddie Haskell
from Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. I did like Eddie Haskell. A little bit of troublemaker in Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, you remind me of Eddie Haskell a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah, I liked him.
Kind of a mischievous guy.
Yeah, he had that in him.
What do you got, Ed?
So, well, about the Phillies, I'm equal parts, and I know as Phillies fans, we tend to kind of dive into the minutia a little bit. So I want to get a little bit of that. I mean, Castellanos needs to get his head out of his ass. That last at bat, and I don't know if he was guessing curveball or if, like, the catcher kind of fooled him by, like, he was standing up asking for a high pitch, then it was, like, 92 right down the middle, and he just froze there. So he needs a better series, but you know what? Big picture, if we can take 3 out of 4 with one of our players playing like that, as ugly as it is, I'll take it. But, you know, I think, you know, his struggles are just being amplified by the fact that Harper's not in the lineup and so much more. He may be.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pressing a little bit. So I just think however we need to get it done, I think, you know, Kirkering, if he can anchor that closer spot to Nick's point, he's really our highest, you know, upside guy in terms of stuff, as long as he's locating his fastball.
Yeah, that's for sure. And he's, as long as he's trusting it, that the mix of fastball to sweeper too, you know, he tends to get a little sweeper heavy at times, and as long as that's all in order, man, the guy's stuff is so nasty.
Well, and they need him too. I mean, they desperately need Kirkering to be a real piece in that bullpen for them. But what do you got for what's iconic, Ed?
How about when Chuck Bednarik took Frank Gifford's soul and stood over top of him? It has to be one of the most iconic photos in Philly history.
That is iconic. That is. I appreciate the call, Ed. Thanks for checking in. I will say a lot of Philadelphia-themed answers so far.
Yes, very. Which
have we gotten any non-Philadelphia-themed
aside
answers?
Aside from ours? No. Yeah, no, very Philly-heavy, but it's understandable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you want to go that route, that's fine, as far as what's iconic. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a few minutes here, do need to get to a big development regarding the Sixers and the NBA draft. Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report, he joined the afternoon guys yesterday, had some interesting things to say, so we'll get to that in a minute. First, let's go back to the phones. Go to Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Good morning, morning show. How you doing?
Doing well, Bam.
I'm kind of recovered because I fell out the tree yesterday.
Oh, what?
You fell out of a tree?
How does that happen?
Because Rob from Delco, I'm shouting him out, took my answer from the midday show yesterday.
So how does that lead you falling out of a tree,
that
Bam?
Should not cause you to fall out of a tree.
I was out yesterday, and I took a ladder. I had a ladder, and I climbed the tree, and I sat in the tree. And as soon as he said my answer, I just dropped my phone and... You know, I'm blind, so I dropped my tree. I didn't know where I was at. So I was like, and I fell. And I got 12 stitches in my head.
No.
What?
No.
Bam.
Bam. So maybe it's just a bad decision from the get-go, like the tree climbing. That.
Definitely when you're on your phone.
Yeah. That's
you got that's too much
tough.
Going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. The phone in one hand, the tree in the other hand. There's just too much.
Yeah, and
we learned that lesson now.
I sure did. But John, I thought I was a little boy. You know, I thought I was a little boy again, sitting in the tree when it's nice out.
so it was worth it, is what you're saying?
No, you know how when we're little boys, we climb trees and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I loved doing that, and I reminisce a little bit. I'm a little jealous.
Well,
that sounds great.
Well, we're glad you're okay, Bam. We're glad you're okay. That's the important thing. What do you got on the Phillies today?
Hey, I hope Topper doesn't do what he did to Castellanos on Monday, take him out the game for defense in the ninth inning, man, because this is a tough series against the Mets, and I will really say I hope there's no bad shenanigans going on this series, because I don't know. Topper reminds me of a, you know, it's going to be cause problems in the clubhouse once Bryce comes back. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I might be in the minority here. I thought Rob Thompson handled things well this week. I really do. I think the way he kind of managed things, taking Castellanos out, I don't look at it as a sign of weakness that he put him or let him stay in the game on Wednesday night. I just think, you know, you're managing personalities, and I think Rob Thompson had managed it well.
We don't know exactly what went into some of these decisions. I can't imagine he would retreat the way that he did if there wasn't a good reason for it. I initially was bothered by the fact that he, you know, allowed the softness to come through a little bit. But then I guess maybe players are just different now than they were when I was playing, than they were even 10 years ago. And it's possible that we need to get our heads around that as fans, you know, that you can't deal with these players with the same, you know, tough love approach that used to work.
Well, I think that's a real thing. I think it has changed. And, you know, I think it's part of why managing and coaching in some ways, I think, is probably harder nowadays than it used to be. But what do you got for what's iconic, Bam?
Okay, before I give my answer, right? Hey, Dan, if you're listening right there, I like that little song you played the other day about Tom.
Oh, his new open.
That
is
the new open. Yeah, the new one.
That's an awesome song.
Not the Rams. We didn't give the new open enough. Wait,
yeah,
why don't
we play that?
We gotta play the real one. That was the.
I'll play the real one next.
Okay,
next break.
Yeah, the real one's much better.
I love it too, Bam.
What do you got for your answer, Bam?
I got the winning answer. He's America's grandfather, the oldest man on TV. God rest his soul, Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. There you go. That's a good one. Buzz, you're going to have to drop him from back there. I lost my call screener down here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, Bob Barker, what do you think? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I'm
more worried about Bam climbing trees and falling out of them.
I'm glad no one took his answer today, because he might have hurt himself.
I mean,
sorry.
I love Bam, but a lot going on. You're climbing the tree. You have the phone in hand.
Was I the only one who wasn't sure? I'm like, is this a like metaphor for, or like a saying that I'm not familiar with?
No.
Like falling out of a tree over. I don't know. I didn't know if it was literal or not until he said he got stitches.
I was exactly where you were. I'm like,
am I missing?
He was so casual about it. He was like, yeah, I fell out of a tree, but like we move on. You know, we're fine.
Yeah, well, thankfully, Bam's all right.
I'm glad
that's
he's
the
okay.
important thing. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we didn't.
I don't think I would like climbing trees anymore. I'm just thinking about
this.
Well,
you're an older man.
Well,
now, John.
Yeah. Think about what do you do once you get up there? Like, if
you
I got
out.
Well, that's now that I
enjoy life.
Me, like 50-year-old.
Do you enjoy getting down?
I just want down. Yeah, I would be up there sitting, and it would be like, wait, this is not comfortable in any way. And how is this advantageous? Like, I just want to watch the Phillies game. Like, I'm not watching the Phillies game now. This is it. This is not a comfortable seating arrangement. You know, it can't be. I'm in the crook of a branch up in a tree.
Yeah.
I just don't think I would fare well as a tree climber.
I was never good at climbing trees, so.
Really?
No, I wasn't either. That
yeah,
probably
like
doesn't
I
come
never,
as a surprise.
There was always like the kid who
you
was
were
good
kids.
At it.
You were good.
I was never good at it.
Well, you were better than you are now.
Probably. I haven't tried lately. Maybe I should.
Maybe I'm really bad now, too. Maybe I wouldn't even be able to get up there.
It would be tough.
I think we're all adults. I'm going to go and say like none of us are going to be good at climbing trees.
But then
we're all probably going to.
The uncomfortability level would be so high as an adult. You know, an adult. You know, like I like comfortable chairs now. That's not a comfortable chair.
No, it's not.
Far from it.
It's not a comfortable chair, certainly. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we mentioned it briefly earlier, but we should talk a little bit more about the NBA Finals. Pacers win last night. They win Game 6. They're on to Game 7. That's going to be awesome on Sunday night. Seeing NBA Game 7. As you said in your update, Devin, first Game 7 since... I guess that was the LeBron versus Warriors. That was like the epic Game 7 where they came back from 3-1 down. It was that one where they came back and won
the championship. I'm kind of excited that it's going to Game 7 because it just right now, once basketball's over, NHL's over, we only have football. I mean, aside from like golf and tennis here and there. I mean, did I just say football? Baseball?
football
in my mind already.
We do.
So it gives us something
football.
Else to watch.
But we do have the draft next week. Next Wednesday night, the NBA draft.
Yes.
Big news coming out over the last couple days here. Ace Bailey, the guy who I'd say has been the prospect talked about most in regards to the Sixers, he ends up canceling his interview with the Sixers, canceling his workout. Here was Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report yesterday on the afternoon show talking about Ace Bailey and his decision to cancel things with the Sixers.
Why did he make the meeting and then cancel the meeting?
To be honest, there does not seem to be a sensical reason as to why this has all unfolded, because the only savvy chicanery agenting that would be behind this that would make sense is if you have a promise somewhere else in the top five, top six, wherever your range that you're comfortable with, and you have that secured and you just want to make sure you try to clear the way and do what you can to get to that spot. But we have not heard he's worked out anywhere else. And from all my conversations around the league, I don't think he's locked in at Charlotte. I don't think he's locked in at number five with Utah. And there's some serious questions about even if the Washington Wizards would be a home for him, or even the New Orleans Pelicans down at 7. So I could be completely in the dark, but there is no word right now that Ace Bailey actually has a spot. And I don't really understand what the strategy here is. I really don't.
I mean, kind of a weird situation. Here's a little more from Jake Fisher on how this would affect the Sixers' plans to potentially draft him.
If you're the Sixers, does this, if you were going to take him, does this, like, do you think this affects whether they would take him or not?
No. At the end of the day, I think Daryl Morey is the type of, I will go against the grain thinker type guy to just pick the prospect that he wants no matter what. That being said, I think with Philly, this is such a weird spot, being that you very rarely see teams trade out of the top three pick. And you also very rarely see a top three pick immediately contribute to a championship caliber rotation and roster. And that is, of course, what the Sixers hope this group will be when everyone is theoretically back healthy next season. Those are big ifs and big theories. But if that is the outcome, that's what obviously is the North Light and the guiding star of what Daryl and that group is trying to achieve throughout all their offseason roster work and whatnot. I don't think you take the project guy. I do think you want someone who has more of a clear cut. We see him translating and contributing in some degree right now. Like, you're kind of trying to have to split the baby in thinking about this group long term, knowing the concerns that Joel might not be healthy, and then you have a bigger question on your hands. But in the event that you are a top of the Eastern Conference team, you do want someone who can help you right now. And I don't know if that's Ace Bailey.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but even before this, the reports, you know, he wants a pathway to stardom. He wants to be a star, all this stuff. I'm totally out on Ace Bailey. Like, I have no interest in drafting him whatsoever. I don't know if what he's doing is posturing. I don't know. It feels, though, like he wants to go to a bad team where he can put up numbers. And I don't know. That's not the kind of guy I want around. I'm totally out on Ace Bailey.
Well, maybe Ace Bailey just doesn't want to have anything to do with this organization, because this organization has proven to be such a disaster.
Well, but they're not the only one. He hasn't met with any. He's the only U.S.-born player who hasn't met with any teams. And so, right. Like, it's not
– That is.
I agree the Sixers are flawed, but
it's not like the
know.
Wizards and the Hornets are much better.
Right. Like, when you're saying, like, you might go to the Wizards or you might not. Like, the Wizards are a cursed franchise as well. Like, the Sixers aren't the only cursed franchise in the NBA. So I agree with what – like, I don't understand the strategy here. If that's what he wants to do, if he wants to go to a bad team and so he can play more, so he can start, then more power to him. But that wouldn't be my choice. I agree, Tom. Like, that's just not someone – given what the Sixers have been through in the last decade – I just don't think that's the type of energy and player that you need regardless.
Is he trying to manipulate the system in some way to get past the raft of horrendous teams at the start of the draft?
But that's the weird thing, John, is the way
it
worked out.
He might slide.
But the way it worked out, the teams at the top aren't horrendous. And I know, like, we feel the way we feel about the Sixers. The Sixers are honestly not a horrible option considering the rest of the teams. Like, considering the rest of the teams around you. And I just think if you take Ace Bailey, it would be a catastrophic mistake. Like, I really do. And Devin, I think you made a great point. With all the things that this team has been through, and, you know, the Fultz and the Simmons and all the players we've been through, take a player who you know can play.
No more
drama.
A
player who you know wants to play. Like, I'm fine with – I would trade down a couple spots. Just take the kid Konkanipal from Duke. Like, he's a player. We saw him play in the tournament. He played on a team that went to the championship game. I just – the fact also – That Rutgers with Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, they couldn't get in the tournament. I don't know how much that matters. I know we had similar conversations with Ben Simmons at the time about LSU couldn't make the tournament. Oh, it doesn't matter. His teammates stunk. Well, it turned out to kind of matter. I think it would be a huge mistake to chase a star. And you look at the teams in the finals right now. Look at Oklahoma City. Look at Indiana. These are teams that are deep, teams that have players that play roles for them. And I think, like, the days of just chasing stars in the NBA, I think are behind us, and I hope Daryl Morey realizes that.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I just don't think it's worth it. Plus, like, Rutgers, you would think that – I mean, not that Rutgers is a Philly school. It's in Jersey. It's pretty close. Like, I personally would want to stay close to home or where I went to school. And, like, if you go with a Duke guy, like, I can never say his name.
Konkanipal.
Konkanipal. Former teammates with Jared McCain, right?
No, he was a Konkanipal was a freshman one and done. Yeah.
Still, similar ties. Like, I just want someone who's going to come in seamlessly. I don't want to say not mess up the vibes, because it's not like the Sixers have good vibes to begin with.
No.
But I think someone like Ace Bailey, a guy who's, you know, already kind of starting drama when he's not even on an NBA team yet, is not the answer.
He's a bad vibes guy. He's a bad vibes guy.
Yeah,
well, absolutely.
So,
are you in on Ace, John? Are you in on Ace Bailey?
No, but he can't possibly be doing this. This must be intentional to some degree, right? Like, he can't possibly be messing it up this bad on purpose without a good reason.
Well, I mean, right? Unless his agent's giving him horrible advice, I don't understand why you do this. And by
it's
the
just,
way,
we've never seen this level of non, I don't know, accordance. Like, just not going along with what is expected for what is the biggest opportunity of your lifetime. I mean, you have to be somewhat complicit with this thing, the draft. Like, you have to go and try to be a part,
right?
Somehow.
Well, what it seems like to me, and who knows, but it feels like this is a guy who he wants to play his 35 minutes, he wants to take his 20 shots, he wants to get his 25 points, and he would rather do that on a 15-win team than be on a team like, you know, and I know we've been down on the Sixers. That being said, still a lot more talent here than there are.
Is that what's driving this? Is that what?
I think so. I think he wants to put up numbers on a bad team. I think he'd rather do that than play for a team who could be a contender where he'd play a lesser role.
Wow.
And that is a choice. That's
not the kind of player I want.
Sure, go to the Wizards.
Yeah.
Let us know how it is, Ace Bailey.
Well, and I just think the Sixers, like, they need some sort of a culture change here. I mean, we've seen this over the past couple of years. They really need to do something.
The thing that's so troubling to me is you had a guy like Tyrese Maxey who was 5 a.m. every day showing up and working out by himself to do his first of three workouts of the day. You know, you want a culture change. You've got a guy who's trying to set that example right before your very eyes. But what happened? Everyone else, the crush of negativity from Joel and Paul George and everything that went with that, it wrapped up its tendrils around, like, Tyrese's ankle and pulled him down into the muck the rest of it.
And I just think they need to find a way to change the culture. And by the way, right now, time for Beat the Beat contest line. Third caller to the contest line. You can compete against Devin. Phillies Trivia, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. That's contest line. Third caller will face Devin in Beat the Beat Phillies Trivia. But yeah, I just look at this situation and I just don't want to, add this guy to the mix. And I've seen, you know, and Jake Fisher kind of said it there, how it wouldn't necessarily preclude Daryl Morey from selecting Ace Bailey. I've seen it suggested maybe Daryl Morey would draft him and, like, kind of hold him hostage for a team that really wants him. Just don't even bother with it. Just take a guy who you know wants to be here, a guy who wants to play here, and a player can contribute. You can get that kind of player with the third pick. I just think this would be a really bad decision by the Sixers to bring him in.
Well, I have no idea. I have no idea how the Sixers, who seem to make bad decisions with such regularity,
good news is that the Sixers are known for making good decisions.
Right. So how do they make this the worst possible decision? Like, how can they put a Sixers twist on this decision and make it somehow worse than what it seems at this point in time? Look, I don't think that this – I don't think that this guy makes any sense for anybody if he's going to be this much of a head case before he's even assigned to a team, before he's even agreed to cooperate with workouts.
Right.
What is that? What in the world,
who does he
man?
Think he is? Who do you think you are, Ace Bailey?
This really is incredible.
The dude's team couldn't even make the NCAA tournament.
This is still a job interview process, man. Like, they are your future employers. Like, you don't get to do this much. That's my feeling on it. Like, you're tooting a horn. You're barking up some trees here that you can't unbark.
Agreed. And if you want to get in on the Ace Bailey situation, are you in or out on Ace Bailey? You are welcome to 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's go back to the phones. Go to Jim in Philly. What's up, Jim? Yo, Jim.
John, you know I never call. It was really nice talking to you down at the game.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm okay. Worried about Devin, I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you down there.
It's okay. Next time.
But, I'm worried about, you know, they're just not leaving too many guys on base. The Phillies, it's just, I think they're bringing guys home when you got first.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
First and second, and one out. It's just a bit of a dilemma for me, though. Can't figure it out.
Well, it feels like that's the dilemma we have often when we're mad at our Phils. But you know, lately we've been 8 out of the last 10 times we've been doing it enough. You know, it doesn't seem like we're overpowering anyone offensively when you really boil it down, except for a few isolated instances where we really put it on folks. I do think when we score early, it helps. I do think we're about ready for the gelling that should occur and lead us to see how good this team can really be. And this Mets series is going to be the measuring stick that we need. I like that we will have a much better feel for how good the team is after we win this series.
Well, this is a big one. This is definitely a big one. Okay, can I get to you? Are you down for Gotta now?
We are, Jim.
You have those jeans on?
Yeah. Yes, he has the jeans on.
Okay, I'll give you the solution right here.
What do you got?
I'm a little bit on the older side. Are they brand new jeans, like not, you know, pre-washed or anything?
Yeah, they were brand new, but I washed them. I washed them once, and I sat them outside for a whole day.
Okay, well, this is what we used to do. You're in a perfect position because we hated wearing brand new jeans because it was like putting on a pair of cardboard pants. You know, there's no giving up, brand new.
But these are different. These are different than those. Like, these are stretchy jeans. I forgot to mention that part. Maybe that's what smells so bad, stretchiness.
Now, here's the deal. You get a plastic bag. I hope you probably don't have another pair of pants with you. But this is
no.
This works all the time. You get out, you're blocked. Where, you're blocked from the ocean?
Yeah, probably.
You put your jeans in a plastic bag. You get out in the ocean, load it up with salt water, rinse it out. All right, but keep the jeans wet. This is crazy, man. And then put a little baby powder in there.
Huh.
Keep them wet until you get home. Then wash them.
Wow.
But salt water. Works every time.
That's a long, involved process, Jim.
What's iconic,
Jim?
Well, there's a couple big ones in the city, but I'll go Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. There you go. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks for checking in.
Great answer.
Yeah, it is a good answer.
I like it.
It is a good answer.
So I'm picturing us like walking with Richie out to the Borgata closes beach.
Yeah, maybe I just keep
dunking
walking
them in the ocean like we're baptizing.
We'll do it at 10 a.m. as like a ceremonial thing. But the problem is, what are we gonna like? John would have to take his pants off for that to be the case.
So. That's the
you know what? I might skip it. Maybe John.
Rich,
maybe
you might have to do that one on
boxers are like shorts.
Yeah,
boxers are like shorts.
I still wouldn't feel comfortable.
Boxers are like a bathing suit.
Well, anyway, guys, it is time for more important topics. It is time for Beat the Beat. Do we have an open?
Beat. It's time for Beat the Beat on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Love the production. Well done, Buzz. Good job.
Incredible.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. Yeah.
that's good stuff. Who goes first? Then we'll bring it on our
caller has to go first. Yeah.
Derek in Ridley Park is our contestant. Ooh. Derek, how are you doing today, man?
Not bad, Tom. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Derek.
Morning.
So I'm not going to pull a Joe to camera and trash talk you right now. I'm just going to say good luck to you.
Okay.
Well, thank you. You too.
A much more cordial contestant this
week,
I'd say.
I like the back and forth. I mean, Joe is a little disrespectful.
I have no clue what to expect from this. Like, I don't know.
Are we doing fine?
I don't know what level questions I'm going to get. I don't know how in depth.
So Buzz is the moderator.
I'll do five questions. I have five questions. They are all pertaining to Phillies trivia this century. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the same rules. Five questions, 55 seconds. I have a tiebreaker question, should it come to it. Richie's going to do time. I'm going to moderate in for Seltzer. So it's going to be as normal,
okay.
Except Devin's in the camera chair.
Okay. Well, at this time, Devin, we will ask you to step away to the
ensconce
booth.
All right.
Ensconce yourself, please.
Good luck to you.
And Derek will be the – Derek, how are you feeling about this? Are you confident today in your Phillies trivia abilities?
I am confident, but it all depends on what you ask, for real, you know.
Okay,
some topics – I'm really great at, and then some days it's like, wow, why don't I know?
How great are you at Phillies stuff?
I'm not bad, John.
All right. We should be all right.
Well, Devin is now ensconced in the soundproof booth, so we will begin when Buzz asks the first question, I guess.
So, all right, Derek, you've heard Beat the Hammer before, I assume?
Yeah, I've played before.
Okay, so you understand how it works. Clock will begin. When I finish asking the first question. Question number one. Prior to Rob Thomson, the Phillies have had 8 managers since 2000. Name 3 of them.
Ryan Sandberg, Joe Girardi.
Name 3 of them.
Pass?
I'll pass for now. I'll get the third one, yeah.
Who was pitching for the Phillies when Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam in Game 4 of the 2024 NLDS?
Kirkren.
Since 2008, the Phillies have appeared in the World Series 3 times. Name the 3 opponents they've played against.
Tampa, the Yankees, and the Houston Astros.
In sequential order, name the 4 teams the Phillies played during the 2022 postseason.
St. Louis, Atlanta, San Diego.
Time.
Houston.
That is a 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad. I think I'm not necessarily feeling great from Derek's perspective. We're going to put Derek on hold here while we wave Devin. Someone please wave Devin back.
Devin's cut. Devin is running back.
She's
briskly.
Jogging.
Yeah, sprint. Not a sprint. Not a sprint. Somewhere between a jog and a sprint.
I appreciate
it. Is what
that.
We got.
Yeah,
from
not
Devin
this
right
again. Totally different than the camera.
Well, yeah, what we've seen from Joe.
You out of breath there, Devin? You all right?
A little bit. I'm nervous. Well, you and I did just run.
Yeah. You really did try hard.
It's awkward standing over there.
Quickly.
Like, I never really thought, because I haven't had to do it, and everyone just, like, when you don't have a purpose and you're just kind of standing there, everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing?
Well, you could just lean up against the pillar and
yeah, but, like, that's
play a slot machine real
weirder.
Quick.
Yeah. I know. I should have played a slot.
Play a slot machine
time.
During.
Next time.
Yeah. All right. So we're
all right, how do you do? How'd Derek do?
You ready to roll?
Can't tell you that.
You're ready to roll that here, Devin?
Fine.
I appreciate the gamesmanship, though. All right.
Rob Thompson. That's my Joe to camera.
That's your Joe. No. All right. Here we go.
Let's move through the questions quick here, Buzz.
Question
number. Impression.
Question number one. Prior to Rob Thompson, the Phillies have had 8 managers since 2000. Name 3 of them.
Gabe Kapler, Joe Girardi, and since what date?
Since 2000.
Charlie Manuel.
Who was pitching for the Phillies when Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam in Game 4 of the 2024 NLDS?
Carlos Estevez.
Since 2008, the Phillies have appeared in the World Series 3 times. Name the 3 opponents they've played against.
The Houston Astros, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the New York Yankees.
In sequential order, name the 4 teams the Phillies played during the 2022 postseason.
Ooh, St. Louis Cardinals, the Atlanta Braves, the San Diego Padres, the Houston Astros.
Who was starting at third base? Ooh, a 4-1 victory for Devin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bang!
That was domination.
Bang!
You want to try to get the last one?
I was going to say, no one got to the last question. The last question was, who was starting at third base and drove in the winning run during Game 5 of the 2008 World Series?
For the Phillies. 2008. I don't remember.
It's Pedro Feliz.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Pedro Feliz the answer.
Nevertheless, a 4-1 win in Devin's Beat the Beat debut.
Let's go.
Strong performance.
I'm genuinely so relieved. I was so nervous.
A round of applause from the audience.
Was applauding.
Guy all Phillied out?
Yeah, nice. He is all Phillied out.
A lot of support.
I'm like the beat writer you need right
here. Adrenaline up right now. Yeah. Let's go. Thanks. Do you just throw Elliot's
hashtag? I stole Elliot's hashtag.
Let's go.
Hey, I mean, you won the contest.
Listen, yeah. Devin's 1-0. Elliot, don't believe he's ever played, so.
No, Elliot has played Pop Culture Beat the Hammer with me, and he lost. So he lost to James Seltzer, which was surprising.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Yeah, I was here for that. So, yeah, you're 1-0. He's 0-1.
Yeah,
so you are officially the beat writer you need.
Well, there you go. Well, Derek, right. I got to say, not the best performance from you today, Derek.
It wasn't.
That's all good, man. Appreciate you checking
Thanks.
In.
Try,
Appreciate
though.
You calling and
I won't ask you to bend the knee or anything, Derek.
Yeah.
Good game.
Much more cordial than to beat the hammer.
I just don't have it in me. I don't have it in me.
Yeah. Well, that's
good for
you. I tried my best bang. I don't know if it worked, though.
That was, I mean, it was well done, Devin. You got all the questions that were finished in time, so good stuff there.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.